Hi, I'm Alois Bunjira, and you're listening to the ZFM Sport Podcast.
ZFM Stereo. 24/7. ZFM Stereo.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise. Argentina, champions of the world. And a nation will tango all night long.
It's time for the biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
Max Verstappen, two-time world champion.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know. And I wouldn't be Serena if there wasn't Venus. So thank you, Venus.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous. Let me finish. Let you finish. I'll let you talk.
Every weekday, it's my sport. It's your sport. It's ZFM Sport. Let's join the team for the biggest show in the world of sport on ZFM Stereo. My station, your station.
My station, your station, my sport, your sport, my Premier League, your Premier League. Yeah, the Premier Soccer League in Zimbabwe is back. And this past weekend was a full bill of encounters that leads the show. I'm in the company of Mike Madoda, Chris Meadzi, our producer Sean Tafeyanyika. My name is Barry Manandian. Caps United coach Tekshor Chiragwe is pleased with the Green Machines' winning start after 2-1 victory over Agama in the Castellaga Premier Soccer League.
First game of the season, and I think we played well because we didn't know much about them, so it was also difficult maybe to plan because you don't know how are they going to play.
In cricket news, India became the first men's team to win the T20 World Cup at home following victory over New Zealand in the final.
Ninth wicket goes down. It's all done, actually. It's India who win the World Cup for the third time and the first host to win the T20 World Cup in their hometown. So it's a fantastic performance for India. It's India's night in Ahmedabad.
In the second half of the show, in the beautiful game, AC Milan edged Inter Milan in the Derby della Madonnina to cut Serie A lead to 7 points with 10 games to go.
Fofana, Rafa Leão, back for Fofana, and through it goes. This is Estupiñán! Who would have thought it? It's his first Milan goal, and he wasn't even slated to start. Estupiñán seizing his chance. It ends at San Siro in the Derby della Madonnina. Milan 1, Inter 0.
Derby della Madonnina, one of the headline fixtures in Serie A. Usually, it's been Inter that prevails. They are sort of chasing the Scudetto. But AC Milan playing a very, very good football match last night.
Yeah, absolutely. And they sort of like keep up their habit, especially in recent seasons, of beating Inter Milan. Inter Milan have been the better footballing side, yep. You know, over a 38-game season. But when it comes to recent derbies, AC Milan have dominated. This must be the seventh win in a row for AC Milan in the Derby della Madonnina. So brilliant, and it just keeps, you know, just them interested in the title. It's an outside chance, but it'll be very difficult to reel in 7 points with 10 matches left.
It's very tough to do. And Chris, there's an old song. It's a good start for them. I know we're going to talk about it later. Yeah. A good start for Caps.
Definitely a good start. I think after everything is said and done, they made a lot of investment in both their technical and playing staff. And you got to restart the season with a win. I think having a promoted side to start off with was something nice and tasty for a start.
Indeed. 0772-168-045. Get in touch with us. And let us know where you were, whether you were watching the swimming galas that were taking place all over the country in the Premier Soccer League with water
That's
everywhere.
All you call them.
Yes, mate. There was waterlogged pitches everywhere. 0772-168-045. Let's get into Manic Monday.
ZFM Stereo is untouchable.
From Bufaro to Barberfield, Mandava to Nyamunga, all the perfect moments in the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League come together on ZFM Sport.
Sounds of BB Rexha and Faithless getting us off, getting the show off to Manic Monday as it's supposed to be. New Religion is the name of the track. We are talking the top tier of domestic football, the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League, and there's lots to talk about, so we better get into it. Now, Caps United coach Tekshiwo Chiragwe is pleased his side made a winning start to their league campaign following their Green Machines 2-1 win over promoted side Agama at Frufara Stadium yesterday. Caps United forward Ishmael Wadi scored one and assisted the other as the Harare Giants showed their class to gun down battling Agama in the gripping contest. Let's get the post-match thoughts from Caps United gaffer Tekshiwo Chiragwe.
First game of the season, and I think we played well because we didn't know much about them, so it was also difficult maybe to plan because you don't know how are they going to play. We didn't know anything, but as we progressed with the game, we also started to read how they play, their strength and everything. Then we come second half and we try to make sure that we can also utilize our strength and also try to defuse their strength. That's exactly what we did. But it's a very good quality team with the players who are very intelligent, and I think they've got two youngsters who are very good in terms of transition, and their intelligence, football intelligence, is very good. So in transition from their defense to attack, they were using a direct ball. Then obviously they were getting the second pass. Then we realized that they are using the direct ball and getting the second ball. We try to make sure that you can also congest the midfield. Hence we make the substitution to make sure that you can congest the midfield and try to use our strength. And so at the end of the day, we want to give credit to the players. They did very well.
The voice there of Tekshiwo Chiragwe, the Caps United head coach, talking about the fact that he's happy with the 3 points. Not too happy, Mike, about the performance, especially given that he was playing a side that surprised him, it certainly sounds like, because Agama gave as good as they got.
Yeah, absolutely. But what I'd say at this stage of the season and at the end of the season, for me, it's usually the sort of like first five games and the final five games of the season. I usually don't consider performance to be critical.
Okay.
For me, it's the points.
Get the points.
Get the points on the board and do your work on the trading ground. So Tekshiwo Chiragwe's got plenty of time to get things right, to fix things. And as long as he can do that, why? While the team is winning, it removes pressure from himself and it removes pressure from Caps United.
Right.
It would have been a disaster had Caps United dropped points in this game against a promoted side. Then we would have been asking all sorts of questions around Tekshiwo Chiragwe.
Yeah.
Yes, we can quibble around the performance and say, oh, you know what, should they have put Agama to the sword? But I'll argue that at this stage of the season, especially on the opening day of the season, every team is putting their first best foot forward. Every
Lots
team
of
is coming out fighting. Every team has got probably a fit squad at its disposal, but the likes of Agama will be tested 10, 15 matches, 20 matches into the season.
Yeah.
When suspensions begin to take
a squad
toll,
game now.
When it becomes a squad game, when injuries come into play. At the moment, Caps United, 3 points on the board. That's all you can ask for on the opening day.
Yeah, and they got the 3 points. A bit of a scare though, because Agama getting back into the game and holding on to that 1-1 for quite a long period. Caps United mostly dominant, but I think this was a bit of a kick up the backside to say it's not going to be easy this year.
Definitely, and I think you can definitely still see there that there's work to be done in terms of bringing this team together, and I think Tekshiwo Chiragwe really putting his footprint on this team. Thumbprints, fingerprint, whatever it is.
He's putting a print on it.
He's putting a print on it. His signature, let's just say his signature. So it's going to be an exciting season with Caps United once this team really gels together and we start to get a flow from Caps United. I think Agama possibly benefited from the fact that this is match day one and Caps United is still bringing all of its elements together. But I think once they do, Caps United, I think, is going to be causing a lot of problems in our Premier League.
Most important thing, Alois Bunjira, plus three. What did you see? What did you see in this game? If anything?
I saw a lot.
Because I completely agree with Mike when he says that at this stage in the season, sometimes the performance is not a thing. It's about at FT, what's the result and how many points have you amassed?
Yeah, I think the result at the end of the day was good for Capes United, 3 points. Mm-hmm. But I also saw a Capes United that was playing good football, very comfortable on the ball. Probably the only blemish was the pitch. The pitch going forward was actually a hindrance, yeah. You know, because the final pass was not coming out right because of the issues with the damn pitch. But otherwise, starting from the back, even the midfield, the exchange of passes, I was very much impressed. And you could actually tell that if the pitch was correct, something could have come up. I think that was advantage to Agama, to be honest, because a lot of attacks ended in the muddy sides of the pitch, and it was unplayable. I felt sorry for Kaonga and Junior Bunjira because they played in the most difficult spots. Right. They couldn't take off, and you tried to dribble. The ball got stuck in the middle of the park where it was a bit drier. You could actually see a very good exchange of passes, which was very impressive. Even in the second half, you could actually feel that going forward, it was more fluid.
What did you see
for Capes United?
What did you see of Agama?
I think they're not a bad side. Mm. You know, when we were looking at their names before the games, yes, I thought they are relegation candidates.
Nothing jumped to me.
Yes, I thought they were. But having watched the games, the preview on the Friday, on the Saturday, and on the Sunday, I don't think they were one of the worst teams that I watched. I saw worse performances, yeah, in the other matches that, mm-hmm, I watched. And they play well. And they've got this number 10. Mm-hmm. Number 10 boy is extremely good. That boy can play for any club in the country.
Right.
He's really, really good.
Yeah, and that number 10 played for them in Division 1, so it's good that he moved up.
He's good. He's really good.
Mike, the issue to do with the pitches can be said for many games. We can pick quite a few. The Sunday morning kickoff.
Nah, that one was worse.
It was terrible.
Worst.
There was also Simbabora, Manica Diamonds.
At Gibo Stadium.
You know, that was also played in atrocious conditions. And I think the teams that walked away with all 3 points, Simbabora, Dynamos, will be very happy.
Yeah.
With their work, because it was a very difficult weekend for a lot of teams. A war of attrition. It was not really about the football. Yes, we saw some decent surfaces. I think Barber Fields was in decent nick.
Yeah.
Highlanders playing out, of course, the 1-0 draw with Bulawayo Chiefs. And then we also saw that big game out at Chawanda Stadium.
Yeah.
Yes, the rain did come down. The pitch did look a bit heavy.
It did.
At Chawanda, it looked very thick, very lush.
And got very muddy.
Absolutely.
When the rain came down,
was cutting up quite a bit as well.
Yeah.
It's a good thing that, you know, these were two teams that generally opted to stay on their feet. You know, this was not like a Rentals, which is a very attritional team, lots of sliding tackles, etc. Because if it had been that, then it would have seen the pitch actually get scuffed up a bit more. So there's a lot of work for the groundsmen at Chawanda Stadium just to make sure, of course, that they get that pitch in good nick. But the good thing is that we are approaching the dry season.
Yes.
This is the end, the tail end of the rainy season. Mm. So this is something that we probably have to deal with for maybe maximum another 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Before
another 2 match days.
Really then evens itself out. And because we've had a good rainy season, I think for stadia that doesn't have good irrigation facilities where they don't like to water the turf as much as your Chawandas, Mandavas, etc. Mm. I think at least the grass is going to be a bit greener for a decent amount of time. So which is a good thing. So I'm just for me, the teams that got the points on board will be very happy, because some of the playing conditions were absolutely terrible.
Now let's give you the rest of your weekend's results in match day one of the Castle Lager Premier Soccer League. New Boys Hunters drawing 0-0 with Moors, who finished third in the last edition. That was at Rufaro on Friday afternoon. Herentals 1-1 draw with Chicken Inn at Rufaro on Saturday. And Gezi Platinum Stars 2-1 winners over FC Platinum, come from behind victory for Kumbirai Mutiwe Ziva's men in that game. Of course, Ngezi Platinum are transfer ban, and everybody thought that they were relegation candidates, but here they are, 3 points over FC Platinum. Triangle, nil all draw with ZPC Kariba at Gibo. That's a game we were talking about. No, it was actually at
ZPC
Gibo.
One.
ZPC won that one, match, 1-0, yeah. And then Dynamo's 2-1 winners over Tel 1 in the rescheduled match. That was at Ascot Stadium. It was played at 11 o'clock yesterday morning. Simba Bora, 1-0 winners over Manica Diamonds. Good start for Mandla Lulu Mpofu out at Simba Bora. That game was played at Gibo. And then Highlanders, 1-1 draw with the Blauwe Chiefs at Barber Fields. Highlanders coming from behind and battering Blauwe Chiefs, who have had a dogged rear guard action to stay in that game and salvage that point. And then Hard Rock.
I was going to say, you know, the same problems, I think, for Highlanders. In general, they have to figure out how to get the ball in the back of the net.
Yes.
You know, they dominated long periods of play, but generally without posing a threat, without actually forcing Matriples, Molea into any meaningful saves.
Right.
So they need to figure out, look, how can we convert the dominance, the positional dominance, the territorial dominance into chances, into creating chances for our attackers. At the moment,
I thought the scouts' notebooks will probably be full of the words Highlanders dangerous at set pieces, because I saw that Highlanders got quite a lethal set piece, especially the corners.
And Bemba wasn't even
featuring. So I think that teams will need to look out for the Highlanders set piece, because it looked dangerous every time that they got a corner king. And of course, a big game out at Chawanda, opening game at Chawanda Stadium, one of the best stadiums in the country. Hard Rock, nil all draw with Scotland, with a decent, a very good crowd. There was only the stand that has been opened, the one that was empty. Otherwise, every other space in the stadium looked like it was full. Entertaining tactical affair, but it ended nil all.
They were battered, though.
Hard Rock.
Hard Rock.
They clung on there.
They were battered. And then also, I felt Scotland butchered some very presentable chances.
They missed chances.
And they needed to be efficient.
And chiefly, I think Taimo Matshope is going to need some time after training to work on his finishing. He's become a little bit profligate, a little bit wasteful, and a little more efficiency. It could have been a different result for Scotland. Let's give you a local sports news roundup with Chris.
I listen to my mom radio. ZFM Stereo. The Home Front. Local sports news and analysis. Kafka brings you the local sports news roundup. Think Kafka for all your house wiring, flexible solar armored cables, and aluminum conductors. Kafka, making quality cables.
Any cable isn't good enough. For that reason, beware of substandard cables. Kafka cables have been trusted by professionals since 1947. Get in touch with the cable experts at our Harare and Bulawayo factory shops or any leading electrical retailers nationwide. Ask for Kafka, buy the best cable. Kafka, making quality cables since 1947. Let's start off with some cricket. The Lady Chevrons lost their ODI series to New Zealand after the hosts took a 2-0 lead yesterday. Amelia Kerr took 7 wickets and then scored a 40-ball 45 to lead a dominant New Zealand to an 8-wicket win in the second of their 3 women's cricket ODIs against Zimbabwe in Dunedin. In triathlon news, Zimbabwe's Alexis Beamish put up a good show to claim a bronze medal at the South Africa Youth Championships held over the weekend in Benoni. Triathlon Zimbabwe had 8 athletes taking part in the championships, and the best result was from Beamish. She finished 3rd in the under-15 girls to pick up the team Zimbabwe's only medal. So in short, with some motorsport news, there was no joy for young Zimbabwe motocross rider Victor Nyamfukudza during the opening round of the 2026 South African National Championship Series at Tera Tupia just outside Johannesburg over the weekend. Nyamfukudza was competing in the South African Nationals for the 2nd time in his career and found the going tough on Saturday. Coming up with some of South Africa's top young dirt bike riders, Nyamfukudza, who turns 12 in May, came a disappointing 7th in the 85cc class.
Local Sports News Roundup was brought to you by Kafka. Kafka, your trusted supplier of quality cables. ISO certified and recommended by professionals. Visit us at 54 Lighton Road, Workington, Harare, or Level Starbridge Road, Belmont, Gobulawayo.
We're turning up the beat. Your hit music station.
Let's go!
Hit music. It's Z.
From the front of the grid to the back of the net, it's ZFM Sport. International Sports News Roundup, where the world comes out to play.
Right, let's go to international sports news, and there's only one place to be, and that's, of course, the final of the T20 World Cup. And India coach Gautam Gambhir has praised his team's bravery and courage in racking up big totals to win a record third World Cup title. Sky Yadav's India hammered New Zealand by 96 runs in a one-sided final in Ahmedabad after they posted a massive 255 for 5 batting first. Let's hear from the India coach Gautam Gambhir.
Only thing we spoke about was that how can we give ourselves the best chance to win this World Cup, and the best chance to give ourselves to win this World Cup was that how we react when someone like a batter is close to 100. If someone is batting on 94, does he have the courage to go and get 100 next ball rather than thinking about getting 100 for 3 or 4 balls? So I think guys have done that brilliantly. So I feel, I think sometimes it's very difficult to change that mindset, but guys, all of them in the dressing room bought into that mindset, and that is where the result is. And I'm not going to take credit that the amount of times you scored what? We've scored 290s, we've scored 270s, 280s, 250s, and the only way you could do it is when you're putting your team ahead of your own self. And everyone in that dressing room was putting the team ahead of himself. And that is the reason why we could achieve something special like this.
So India smoked 255 after losing the toss in Ahmedabad, with Sanju Samson 89 or 46 passing 50 for the third straight match, and opening partner Abhishek Sharma 52 off just 21 balls, slamming the fastest 50 of this year's tournament from just 18 deliveries. Barry, that set the tone. That start, absolutely phenomenal from India. New Zealand didn't know what hit them. Everything that they tried seemed to fail, and this was exemplified by the captain turning to four different bowlers to bowl the first four overs. Everyone was just being carted around the park.
100%. There was a Radio 3 back in the day, there was that little sting that said, and the hits just keep on coming. That's the way it was for New Zealand, because even after that platform, in came Ishan Kishan, and he's blitzed them with 54 off 25 balls. So India was in the mood with the bat. I think the track was very batting friendly. Let's stress that. That yes, it was a good performance by India, but the track also helped them. And New Zealand just didn't manage to figure it out on time, even when they came into bat.
Yeah, absolutely. And so they were bundled out for 159 in 19 overs. And of course, if you take a look at where they fell, Chris, is not necessarily the run rate early on. Yes, they were just a wee bit behind the eight ball, as it were, 72 in 8 overs. But if you take a look at the wickets column, that 72 was because they lost 5 wickets. So they lost too many wickets to launch any meaningful assault from overs 10 to 20.
I think when you just take a look at what they were supposed to do, I think that's where you want to set your foundation. You want to make sure that you're able to lay the ground. And unfortunately, they didn't get a chance to do that. India simply didn't give them the chance. And I think India, for them, it was more to literally tighten those screws in that area and make sure that New Zealand doesn't get any meaningful headway. And I think they were quite successful with it.
So India beating New Zealand in that 50-over final, or a year ago, and then routing the same side on Sunday, becoming the first men's team to win the T20 World Cup at home and extending the Black Caps' wait for a maiden World Cup title after a fourth defeat in a final. As far as the batting statistics are concerned, your leading run scorers at the World Cup were Sahibzah Farhan, who scored 383 runs. He scored the most runs, and of course he plays for Pakistan. Your highest score in an innings was the 110, which was scored by Yuvraj Samra of Canada. And then the best batting average was Zimbabwe's own Brian Bennett, who had a massive average of 146. And then the best bowling, definitely the best bowler, most wickets, Jasprit Bumrah. He, of course, picked up 14 wickets. The best bowling figures, Romario Shepherd, who snared 5 for 20. And then Josh Little of Ireland at the best bowling average, a meager 5.33. Coming up next, we take you around the world in 60.
Hi, my name's Ryan Cairns, Sunshine Tour professional golfer, and you're listening to ZFM Sport.
Around the world in 60 seconds. International sports news.
We'll take off in Florida, where Akshay Bhatia used a late-round eagle to help secure a 3-under par 69 before winning the Arnold Palmer Invitational in a playoff, as Bhatia's par on the extra hole was enough when Daniel Berger missed a putt. In Oklahoma, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander moved to within 2 games of breaking Wilt Chamberlain's record of scoring more than 20 points in 126 consecutive games, as he scored 27 points to help the OKC Thunder to a 104-97 home win over the Golden State Warriors. In Rome, England's dismal Six Nations campaign hit a new low with their first ever defeat by Italy, leaving head coach Steve Borthwick to blame another ill-disciplined display which cost his side dearly in their 23-18 loss. In the rest of the weekend, Six Nations results, Ireland beat Wales 27-17 and Scotland stunned France 50-40 in Edinburgh. And in Auckland, where we touched down, the return of Borden Barrett added spark, direction and a dash of stardust as the Blues powered past the Crusaders 29-13 in Super Rugby Pacific. In the rest of the weekend's results, the Highlanders beat the Western Force 39-31 and the Brumbies going down against the Reds 34-31.
Lock it on. CFM Stereo is untouchable.
Fan Zones. Get in touch with the team and have your say your way.
Operator.
All right, let's go to our messages, 0772-168-045. Be a part of the conversation here on ZFM Sport. The number again, 0772-168-045. And tino tangira kumbare national, tafara jengwa. Anza platinum yangu kutanga nukuruwa, shua. Anza asia itamba hayo.
Yes, I would agree with that. Yeah, itamba. It was I think, very unfortunate. In transition, they look vulnerable, especially on the side.
Yes.
I think the overlapping fullbacks, Joel Lupata, needs to figure out how he balances that out. But otherwise, I think a good game.
What did you make of Trevor Bonu's debut in the Premier Soccer League? I mean, he was, of course, a stalwart for Golden Eagles for many a season.
Yeah.
He's now at FC Platinum. Mm. And a number of people feel that this is probably coming 2 years. Too late. He's still a young man.
Yeah.
But there are many who feel that he had the quality to have been a part of the Premier League at least a couple of seasons.
Yeah, 100%. Turning 23. So he's got lots of good years ahead of him. But I thought his debut was steady. I thought there is a bit of learning, gelling that needs to happen, because there were moments when, you and I, we've all watched Golden Eagles in this room, and we know the movements that he makes and what he wants to do. And he was doing it, but then there wasn't the sort of complimentary. So I think they're going to learn. But otherwise, good debut for me. I think he did well.
Hi guys, what a good sporting weekend. The message coming through from DJ Bong's Hillside in Harare. Thank you so much for tuning in. As my prediction for Dimbare, as one of 7 million fans, is spot number 4 on the log at the end of the league. This is Chamnor Wadiwe in Denmark. I want to come to you, Chris. Dynamo's winning at Tel 1. Atrocious conditions, but who cares? 3 points on the board on the road against a team that troubled them last season.
season, so exactly.
Dynamos, especially having fought relegation last season and coming off that 5-0 demolition embarrassment in the hands of Scotland, this is a phenomenal way to bounce back.
Yeah, definitely. And if they can continue to just notch up some consistent wins, I think Dynamos will be in a better place than they were last season. I think a lot of the lack of expectation for Dynamos is coming from the fact that they didn't do anything particularly meaningful in the off season, and they started off with, you know, kit with some painted on names and all sorts. So there was zero expectation. So I think going across to Tower 1 and leaving with 3 points, very, very critical. And if they can continue to do that, they'll be in a better place.
And the Caps United, Jajino, Richard Hachiro Huchi. This is Thomas Nipura in Rua.
Yeah.
Hachiro bringing his talents to Caps United. And are you happier?
Yeah. You know, I used to watch this boy from afar. You know, yesterday I watched him from my side. He's a good player. I appreciated his talent yesterday. He's a damn good player. He's got all the qualities. He can intercept, he can go 50-50, he can control, very good ball control.
And he can also pass
the movement and his passing. I think he had the highest number of passes completed passes yesterday.
Do you think sometimes because of his body frame, you know, his slight of frame, that a lot of people underestimate him
and underrate him
as a result, because he doesn't have the star look.
Yes.
He doesn't have the look of a star, of a superstar.
Yeah, I'm guilty of that as well. Before I watched him. Yeah, and then what?
I used to wonder why he was always called to the national team.
Yeah,
until I started watching critically, and then I was like, this boy is actually.
Now I'm looking back. I'm like, but it deserves to be there. You know, no, but he's a good player.
Yeah,
you know, even the 50-50 when you think he is lean and thin, but he bangs in and gets the ball.
Yeah,
you know, very smart. No, he's good.
Well, so guys, the one thing we didn't do on Friday when we previewed the season was we didn't make our top four predictions because the full team wasn't in studio. Well, we are back. And so I'm going to give you a couple of minutes, guys, to, you know, just settle your thoughts and pick your top four. Now, I don't want any analysis. Chris Nemunwago. So no analysis, just top four, not in any particular order. And then after match day 5, we will then give the order.
Okay.
That's how our teams will finish in. And you're also then allowed to change after 5 match days and give us maybe a different top 5. So let me read a couple of messages and then we'll come with you we'll start with Barry. Anzi, hi guys, Dimbare Yangu, Anzi Mai, Anzi Hameno, Wednesday, Anzi Pakusangana Matims, Angu Zidakwa, Real Madrid versus Man City. This, of course, is the Champions League. We'll definitely be doing a build up to that on the show. And City Day Yango Bobuda Ayo Anzi Cosma Tambira Arguita, it's okay quita fight in 4 trophies. This is Banzai Kana Mukoma Bunj Funzai Kana Mukoma Bunjira. Yeah, City's not playing great, but Real Madrid is not playing great either. It's going to be very interesting. Anza, hi, ZFM sports team Hachiro. Anzi Hachiro is slim body, big engine. This is Cyprian Kule Walter, Pamazoe Mine, Pajambo.
Oh, that is good height.
Yeah. And hi, guys. I love listening to the show. This is Edwin Pachiweshe. Nice to know that you're getting us loud and clear. Right, guys. Okay. Let us go to our predictions.
Okay.
So it's top 4.
Yes.
Not in any particular order.
Sure.
Just the 4 clubs in our Castellaga Premier Soccer League that you think will occupy the top 4 place. Or shall we do top 5? For now, and then after 5 match days, we'll get it down to 4 and in order. Give us 5.
Okay.
Barry Manan.
Scotland.
Caps United.
Chicken Inn.
Hard Rock.
And Moors.
Okay, there we go. Chris.
Highlanders.
Moors.
Caps United.
Scotland.
And one of the platinum sides, I can't decide which one. I'm going to go FC Platinum.
FC Platinum. Right. Sean, I hope you're recording this. Alois.
Scotland.
Yes.
Capes United.
Yes.
Highlanders. FC Platinum.
FC Platinum.
Ngezi Platinum.
Ngezi Platinum Stars. Those are your teams. I am going to go with Scotland.
I'm going to go
naturally
with
Capes United.
Yes, another easy one.
I am going to go with Chicken Inn.
Chicken Inn.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Chicken Inn. Because
he knows how.
Yeah, Chicken Inn. No analysis. I'm going to go with Moors, and I'm going to go with Hard Rock. I'm with Barry on his five selections. Mm. Those are the selections.
Please explain Chicken Inn, guys. I know we said no explanations, but
solid investments. They brought in very experienced players. Uh-huh. They've also brought in a very experienced technical setup.
Yes, okay.
A coach that makes teams very it's very difficult to beat a Tondela Ndiraya side.
Agreed.
And there is a lot of stability at Chicken Inn this season. I hear there's quite a bit of money that's been poured into the club.
Yes. Okay.
From the very top level, a lot of investment. Mm. That's why we see all the glitz and glam around the club. Yeah. Because now I think the principal owners of the club are very much interested
participating
in the club.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, and also giving him a 3-year contract.
I think that's a lot. It's
telling that this is a football project.
It's a project.
Now.
Yeah.
This is not him just being in the league. Yeah. Project.
Okay.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
Mike and Barry, did you watch Moors versus Chicken Inn?
Which team was it?
Did you watch the game?
Yes.
I didn't.
But did they lose?
No. It's an innocent question.
Did you hear what I said? I said classically Tondela Ndiraya
He
makes his teams.
It's an innocent question. We have nothing to do with your predictions.
Yes.
Yeah, I watched it.
Clearly you weren't impressed.
Did you watch the Moors game? Which game did Moors play?
Alois, where are you going with
it's
this?
It's predictions, Alois.
Yes. It's got nothing to do with our predictions.
What are you getting at?
Nothing. I just wanted to.
It's just like someone says, did you watch?
No, we said no analysis.
And get this, we can't make any sort of determination or judgment on one man.
Yes, so that's why I say
very difficult for us to. Yes. That's why I think we agreed that
no analysis.
Yes. On the basis that right now it's gut.
Your hit music station. My station. Your station. It's everybody's station. ZFM Stereo. The big leagues, the big teams, the big players. The beautiful game on ZFM Sport. The Nerazzurri, the black and blues, Inter Milan.
Barella, and of all the people,
Giallorossi, the yellow and reds, AS Roma.
Dybala slides, 100 goals in Serie A for Paolo Dybala.
The Rossoneri, the red and black, AC Milan.
Rafael Leal, player of the month.
The Bianconeri, the black and whites, Juventus.
And there's a tap-in, another late show from Juventus.
Tough yet colourful, the best of Italian football on Z.
Now, AC Milan midfielder Luka Modric claims that Rossoneri would be right there with Inter had they performed better in small games following last night's 1-0 victory in the Derby della Madonnina. Let's hear from him.
It's a great feeling when you win a derby, second in the season. We are very happy with our performance, especially first half. I think we did great game. Second half, we dropped too deep, in my opinion. But also, Inter has a quality and they force you to do this. But on the end, we managed to
to hold on the result, and we did good. We fight as a team, and overall, I think we deserve to win the game. Before this game, we had a lot of confidence in ourselves. We are doing well this season. We could do better, obviously, especially in some games that we lose some points that we didn't expect. But it's still everything open. A lot of game till the end. We will fight till the end, and let's see what happens.
The voice there of Luka Modric. And Alois, I'm going to come to you, not because you're an AC Milan fan, but simply because you always talk about the fact that leagues are won when you win small games, not the big derbies, the glitz and glamour games. When you play the lower teams that you're supposed to beat, that's where you win the league. Modric is saying the same.
Yes, I think it was Roy Keane. Roy Keane always said the same as well, that, you know, sometimes teams, they don't want to, especially superstars, top players, they don't want to go to these small places, you know, like Munom Zimbabwe, for example, Anna Gibbo.
Yeah.
They don't want to go to Green Fuel. Yeah. You know, they are at their lowest emotions.
Yeah.
You know, they just go there to just play
fulfill
and go
the
back
fixture,
home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes, but big teams now that want to win the league, that's where they go and grab points.
Yeah.
Because they know that these teams make it difficult for a lot of teams there that go to that, to the low field, that go to play in this smaller stadium.
Mm.
So they know that we, let's go there and win. Kunana Genoa, in case one day Inter Milan is going to go there and get 1 point.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Or one day Roma is going to go there and get 1 point. So they make sure that to my small little games, to refer out of town, let's go and grab points. So it's very important that.
And now, as it turns out, AC Milan are 7 points behind in second position, 7 points behind Inter, who lead the standings on 67 points. AC Milan on 60. Napoli is sitting on 56. And Como is in fourth on 51 points. The rest of your weekend results, Napoli 2-1 winners over Torino. Como 2-1 winners over Cagliari, having a phenomenal season. Como, Juventus 4-0 winners over Pisa, and Genoa 2-1 winners over Roma. Let's cross over to Spain.
The league that makes football all so beautiful, where artistry and strokes of genius are the order of any day, where the game is played with a smile. All the news from the Spanish La Liga on CFM Sport.
Now, Barcelona coach Hansi Flick is sensing that his side are on the verge of finishing the season in style, as he hailed Barca's performance in a 1-0 win at the Athletic Club that kept them 4 points clear of Real Madrid on the standings.
It's a special atmosphere in this team, and I appreciate a lot what I see there. Also the how they are, how it's together, the behavior, and it's everything is it's fantastic. So I really appreciate a lot what I see.
The voice of Hansi Flick, head coach at Barcelona. There were moments last night, Mike, where it felt like it was going to be one of those nights where it just wasn't going to happen, but it eventually did.
Well, in matches like that, Barry, what do you need? You need match winners.
Match winners,
you need players who can create magic, players who have the ability to single-handedly take matches by the scruff of the neck and do that. And Barcelona, for a long time, had it in Lionel Messi.
Yeah.
And now it looks like they've now got someone who is a worthy heir to that mantle, and
who
that is Lamine Yamal.
Yeah.
Phenomenal goal that he scored.
Yeah.
And his ability to score beautiful goals and important goals is coming to the fore. And usually at this stage of the season, we've exited February, we're now into March. This is the business end of the season.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is when trophies are decided.
Yes.
This is when league titles, the destiny of championships
moving
are
time.
Decided. This is moving time.
Mm.
This is when you separate the boys men from the boys.
Mm.
And Lamine Yamal, boy he is, but he's got the ability of a man.
Yeah.
And he scored a winning goal at a very difficult place to go and get all 3 points.
Mm.
And this was a big 3 points for Barcelona. It looked like a big 3 points for Real Madrid, who won in the very last minute of the game.
Mm.
Yes, controversially, but they managed to get the 3 points on the board and felt like they had done enough to put real pressure on Barcelona. Yeah. For long periods, it looked like that.
Yeah.
And then Lamine Yamal does that.
Bang.
Phenomenal.
Absolute dagger. And it's 4 points now. And you think to yourself, Barcelona are pride of place. This is where you want to be. Have that cushion where you've got a game, yes, coming up against your rival, but you can afford to lose that game and stay top.
You can. I think they definitely are going to have a degree of comfort with the 4 points, but it's 4 points. It's a 1-2 game swing, so it's not too much comfort. But I think you'd rather be in that position than possibly coming from behind, trying to ensure that you get maximum points and go atop the table. So they definitely in a good position, but they do need to make sure that they close out that game against Madrid.
Exciting title race in Spain, because Real Madrid winning 2-1 in the last minute, as Mike pointed out, albeit controversially, 2-1 winners over Celta Vigo. Atletico Madrid through 3-2 winners over Real Sociedad, and then Villarreal. Good game, 5-goal thriller. Villarreal 2-1 winners over Elche. Atletico Madrid is sitting in third on 54 points. They're out of the title race, you would want to say, but have basically secured European football. Villarreal level on points with Atletico Madrid. They're having a season of seasons. They're sitting in fourth. Let's go to the Bundesliga. After suffering a dramatic defeat at the hands of rivals Bayern Munich in Der Klassiker last week, Borussia Dortmund returned to winning ways courtesy of goals from Serge Gnabry and Maximilian Bayer as they beat Cologne 2-1 away from home. Borussia Dortmund, Alois, this season just done what they needed to do. It's just that they're up against a juggernaut in Bayern Munich.
Yeah, they look strong against other teams. That is, they needed to beat Bayern Munich to stay in it, but unfortunately they lost, which was to be expected. Like I say, that Bayern Munich is juggernaut this season. I don't see any German club beating Bayern Munich. To be honest. So they're doing what they need to do. Borussia Dortmund. That is, yes, they lost to Bayern, but they're winning games that they are supposed to win.
Yeah. And
they look like they are the perfect number two in German football at the moment.
Shucks, it's a nice thing to say. It's also a very painful thing to say. Indeed.
I'll tell you a fascinating stat. I think they've lost only 3 matches.
Yeah, there we go.
Over the last 3 years. Over the last year in the league. Borussia Dortmund. And yet they find themselves in this position.
Yeah.
It's bad.
Anywhere else, you'd think
they'll be top.
Yeah,
100%.
But,
championship form.
Such are the standards that Bayern Munich set.
Yeah.
That it's almost impossible. You have to be perfect.
Yes.
To keep up.
Not to chase them, but to keep up.
You have to go perfect.
Drawn
matches in the Bundesliga against Bayern. Because where you draw, Bayern is winning.
They're winning.
Yes. Yeah. Where you draw, Bayern is winning.
Yeah, every draw you make is not a gain of
two points. 100%. And Bayern Munich themselves, no Harry Kane, no problem. Nicholas Jackson getting a goal for himself in a 4-1 win over Borussia Mönchengladbach. Freiburg 3-3 draw with Bayer Leverkusen, and then RB Leipzig 2-1 winners over Augsburg. A 9-point lead remains Bayern Munich over Borussia Dortmund, as Alois said, the perfect number two. Well, I think we'll wrap up the FA Cup tomorrow, because there is FA Cup football tonight as Brentford takes on West Ham, and then we'll give you a full report on the FA Cup. We'll catch you tomorrow. May God richly bless you. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Manande out.
Lionel Messi has conquered his final peak. Lionel Messi has shaken hands with paradise.
The biggest sports stories.
Max Verstappen has taken the checkered flag to win the Japanese Grand Prix.
The biggest interviews.
These are happy tears, I guess. I don't know.
And all the analysis right here.
There's no question that LeBron James, at the worst, is a top three player in the history of basketball since the game was invented. I don't want to hear that. It's just blasphemous.
Every weekday, it's my sport, it's your sport. It's CFM Sport on CFM Stereo. My station, your station.
ZFM Stereo.
It's everybody's station.
Z.
Hi, this is Mike Muddled, and you can catch me and the team for all the latest breaking news out of the world of sport, local as well as international, on your favorite station, my station, your station, ZFM. We are Z Team on ZFM Sport.